Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. My name is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today we're talking about calories and why they make you fat.
Yes. Sorry, I was distracted. But yes, talking about fat, I was surprised. No, this is, don't laugh. This is actually productive. I ran into a friend of ours. Well, a friend of the show, if you may.
Friend of the show, right?
Today, while I was walking around Nordstrom's.
Really?
Yes.
Who might this be?
Well,
are you going to tell the story and reveal it? In the story?
Yeah, let me just tell the story.
Build some dramatic.
Yeah, we'll make this an
atmosphere.
Epic tell.
Right.
Was walking around Nordstrom's, minding my own business, and I see a cluster of people, like, off in the distance, kind of by the kids' shoes area. Actually, it's like teenage girl shoes, I think.
Oh,
is more in
your store?
In Nordstrom's.
Okay.
And I was like, whatever. And I went to the bathroom, came back. And I see this, like, group of, like, five people walking. But I could tell that there was, like, one central leader to this group.
It was, like, one person in the middle and then, like, it's kind of like a dice.
Yeah,
you know,
it was, like,
two people on the front,
the five
people
on the dice,
right.
Kind of a concept. And it was just like, oh, that's odd. But I, from where the bathroom was and where this group was, we met at the escalator at, like, the same time. Kind of, I stopped and let them go kind of a thing, but melted in with them.
Uh-huh.
It was very odd because the one lady let me go. Like, I let three of them go, and then one of them let me in, and then the other two joined in. It was
so it's like they folded you into their
yeah,
group.
They, like, I was now part of this group.
Like,
and I looked
to share.
Yeah, so I was like, awesome. So I'm now in this escalator, third floor, mind you.
Uh-huh. Much important.
Well, it's much important because we get on to another escalator as well as a sexton, that would be six?
Septuplets.
Or sexton seven.
A sextant is a tool you use for navigating the ocean.
Oh, what's a sextant?
A sextant is, that's just what I told you.
I know.
You know what was the number,
was
like a group for six people? I don't know.
Okay, whatever. our double threesome. Yes. Long story short, there's this blonde girl.
Let's just call it an orgy.
Yeah.
Let's just send it out there.
This blonde girl's down, like, is like a person. It is a person away from me. So it's me, this person, and then this blonde girl. And I was like, you look really familiar. But who I instantly thought it was, who it is, I was like, you look so much smaller and not as fat as people make you out to be. Oh, you thought it was going to be your favorite.
I thought it was going to be my H-list celebrity.
Oh.
It was.
Who hopefully will be a friend of the show someday.
Hopefully. Hopefully it'll be married to the show.
Married to the show. Are we going to tell who that friend is?
Yeah, you can tell him.
Keon has a huge, huge crush on Hayden Panettiere. I think that's how you say her last name.
Panettiere. Who really
gives a crap? From the cinematic gem of Remember the Titans.
Yes.
And that's his favorite work of him. Hers.
Yay!
When she's 10.
Yeah.
Or creepy.
Weird.
Or Heroes fame.
Heroes.
Most people
there's
know.
Another one that she was in that was really entertaining. She was like this preppy white girl that went to this very ghetto school and
she
became a
cheerleader. Yeah, it was
it's called like Get It On Again or something like that.
I think it's like Get It On 8.
Yeah. Which I only saw, I only started watching it on FX because she was in it.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell am I doing? This is dumb.
So, long story short, it was not her. It was Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
Yes.
She lives in Calabasas, still,
yeah.
Right?
Or, I don't know, but she was there with her posse. And she, at most, has to be 5'4".
Really?
And I swore she was, like, 6 foot. I don't know why, but that's how I envisioned her. Being, like, 6 foot, just all woman,
yeah.
Like, kind of thing.
I kind of pictured her Amazon, you know?
I had an Amazon. Yeah, I had an Amazon woman type.
Because they always shoot her from below, so she always looks taller.
I guess. I don't know. But she was not.
So does that mean Nick is really short?
That was no joke what I was thinking after I was like, oh, that was Jessica Simpson, and I got to my destination. I was like, wow, that must mean Nick is like 5'6", or like at most 5'8".
Right.
But yeah, she wasn't as large as I thought she was going to be. Like, because like in all these pictures recently, uh-huh, they've always been talking about her weight and stuff like that. Granted, she was wearing a blazer.
Right.
But in real life, I was just like, wow, you're not as fake. Like, she looked very normal for the most part, which was nice.
Yeah.
And which, encouraging.
Which begs, you know, it's like, now it's one of those things living in L.A. just shows you how much the, like, TMZ and all that just puts a spin on stuff to make, so, like, to make it so that even, like, a normal person looks fat on TV. You know, you have to be, like, a superhero to, and have crazy genetics to be on television and be, like, considered sexy.
And the other thing that, besides my thinking Nick now is a almost legalized midget, is that how natural she looked.
Uh-huh.
And I figured, well, she's got to look like that when she's out and about and gets these random pictures of her taken.
Probably.
So that made me think that she naturally doesn't need to be, like, what am I trying to get out? Basically, the fact that these girls that cake on the makeup and plastic eyes themselves and just fake everything aren't really getting the look of these celebrities that they're trying to get the look of.
Very true.
Because the celebrities, at least the ones that I've run into, look don't normal. Come across as clowns.
No, they look normal.
Yeah, they look like normal people.
We met Tia and Tamara.
Yeah, they look very normal. Tia and Tamara, we saw, friends of the show, second. I don't know, we don't need to start naming.
No, we don't. We won't number them.
But yeah, it was surprisingly, it was nice how natural or realistic she looked. And I was like, huh. Yeah. She had her hair pulled back. I mean, but she was still, it wasn't like she was slumming it, you know, right. Kind of like, oh, I'm in my pajamas walking around the mall hoping nobody sees me kind of thing.
You know,
it looked like she got up and did her hair and whatnot.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
nice. That was random tangent of today.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, one more rant real fast. Okay.
One more story.
Yeah. Because I was walking around a lot today. Can people please walk like they drive?
Mm. Amen.
I swear to all that is mighty, I'm walking on the right side of the mall.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, your mall has like giant walkways.
Right.
And usually there's those stupid carts in the middle that they try and give you lotion. And you're like, get away from me, you're creepy.
I don't need lotion.
Yeah. I am walking on the right, going right by all of the storefronts.
Uh-huh.
And so all this, like, if you want a visual, on my right is the stores and on my left is the creepy carts.
Right.
As I'm walking, more than once, people walking straight towards me would either A, not move, which I being 200 pounds and these people were smaller women was a little bit like, I was like, you get out of my way, kind of, I'm bigger.
Right.
Or they would go right into literally less than a foot of space. And more than once, I had to move, like, left and get out of these people's way. Or the other thing that pissed me off, at least twice today this happened.
Uh-huh.
People leaving stores would just jet out. Like, it was, and I would, like, have to stop or, like, readjust.
Or just run into them.
Or hit them. And it's like, what? Do you just run out into intersections blindly and hope that no one hits you? Because that's just what you did with your body.
Seriously. I was walking down the sidewalk to BJ's to meet a friend. And I'm on the right side. I'm, like, hugging the curb, right? I see 20 yards down the way this woman pushing a stroller on the right, on my right side as well, her left. And I look up, make eye contact with her, and I look straight down. I'm like, this is an experiment. I grab my cell phone. I don't look up until, like, I'm almost at her, and I just stare at my phone pretending I'm texting or whatever, and she is literally brushes shoulders with me. Like, she almost runs me over with her stroller. Like, there is a huge wide sidewalk, and I'm like, I understand, yes, you have children, but you also should not be dumb. You should not be stupid about life.
It's the concept of you...
You walk like you drive.
Yeah, walk like you drive. Or, well, that doesn't help because everybody drives retarded around here.
Yeah. So, walk like the rules set. I don't know.
Just walk like...
Walk on the damn right side of the road.
Yeah, it's just annoying. I'm not joking you. This was because it was a little punk kid. I nailed him with my bag, but it was more because it wasn't like my fault, but it was, I could have probably stopped it. It was one of those things where it was like, he was running and I was walking. And I was like, your mom should be paying attention to you. I'm just going to keep walking. And it was, he didn't get hurt. Like, it was just kind of like he saw it and I nailed his shoulder. It wasn't like his face or anything. But yeah, I was over it today. I was just like, why do people... It goes back to this entitlement thing.
Right.
And I'm way over that.
I completely agree. People are just believe that they can get whatever the hell they want because they deserve it instead of working for it. And that's just wrong.
Which is a perfect lead into calories.
That's true.
A lot of people feel that they can just eat whatever they want and if they think it will happen.
Right.
The secret, if you may. As Keanu spits out what he was drinking at the time.
I have a delicious glass of wine.
He always spits it out. Awesome.
So, I have a buddy. His name's Jason. We're probably going to get him on the show eventually for an interview because he's got a badass, sick thing he's working on that is seriously going to revolutionize microwaves forever. But until we do, he's a holistic nutritionist. And what he always says is that nutrition is probably about 90% of your goals. That airspace for a reason, because that's massive. That's a huge paradigm shift. Like, if you think about it, 90% of what you get in your body is what you put into your mouth. I think it's probably more like 50 to 60%, like at least. But, I mean, from a holistic nutritionist standpoint, like he says about 90%. So, calories being the foundation of everything. Let's talk about what a calorie is. Because most people are like, oh yeah, you know, I eat this many calories. Or yeah, this has that many calories in it. And no clue what a calorie is. So, let's talk about the basics of
a calorie. The basics of calories.
So, calorie, all it is a unit of energy. That's pretty much it.
I heard once, and you can correct me,
right,
this is not scientifically stated, that a calorie is how much, I don't know if it's time or energy, is spent or elapses when it's burned.
Yeah, it's how much energy is released, or heat that is released when it's burned, pretty
much.
And
when you say burn, do you mean I light this crap on fire, or it burns in my system?
No.
Sweet.
Let's
get some stuff together and let's start counting calories, people.
So a firework, if you eat that, it's got 8 billion calories.
That'd be awesome.
That would be sweet. But no, I don't know the exact process, but I'm pretty sure they take it into a lab, put it in a controlled thing, and then just light that crap on fire. And not with any external accelerant, but
just
boom, see what happens. So that's all a calorie is. It's not magic. It is just a unit of energy. So that being said, we can kind of move on from there.
There's not really much else you need to know about it.
Right. And you've heard me say, from there, it gets way more complicated. It's like, how many calories does your body need? Blah, 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 blah. All these things, like calorie dense food, you know, like we were talking about on Monday with that article, you need about 4 pounds of food, but the 4 pounds could be talking about calorie density. So apple is less dense than a hamburger, but the hamburger and the apple weigh about the same amount, right? So contributing your 4 pounds, assuming that's true and everything, the hamburger is going to have, 1,300 calories, while the apple is going to have 60 to 90 calories. So that's one thing to pay attention to, is how dense is your food. If you're trying to lose weight, you're going to want less dense food than if you're trying to gain weight. So if I'm trying to... Tyler!
Sorry.
Stop doing that.
Moving stuff around.
You're making noise.
Distracting.
You want to lose weight, you want to eat less dense food. So, like, you want to have those things that fill you up, but don't produce as much energy for the size that it is. That makes sense?
That makes complete sense.
So, we have a really complicated formula to get your calories.
Figure out your personalized customization.
Right. So I'm not going to talk about that on the air because it gets into numbers that are way too complicated.
And unless you have a piece of paper in front of you and are doing it, it's going to be a waste of time.
Right.
And hopefully you're either working out or driving.
Right.
So don't do that.
Go online. I'll post that there so you know what about how many calories that you're supposed to eat.
And just without giving the actual numbers, basically it's you put in your what? What are they going to be entering?
You're going to enter your activity level. So I'll put the explanation on that. It's either a 1, meaning you sit at your desk all day, or it's going to be like a 5. I think it goes up to 5. Yeah, I think it's like a 5 or a 6.
Okay. You'll figure it out.
For someone who's like a construction worker. And then in between that, then you're going to put in your height and your pounds.
Pounds as in what you weigh this very second or what you would like to weigh?
What you weigh this very second.
Okay.
So, and then we'll
because there's also, I mean,
yeah,
there's
actually,
so many different ways of figuring out your calorie count,
mm-hmm.
that some formulas go with what your target weight you want to be,
right?
Which is good sometimes and awful other times. If you are drastically obese, that is awful for you because,
obese people like. They don't need as many calories because you want to dip into their fat store. So, but if you're, it's one of those things.
It's
they
that
usually
extreme.
End up to, like the formulas usually end up to be within 200 calories of one another.
So it's a funny concept, and it's just interesting how different formulas will get you to the exact same answer, roughly.
Right. So let's talk about this. Why should you count calories?
Want to answer that right off the bat?
Yeah, just give me, I mean, like...
Why you should count calories is because, A, at the end of the day, what makes you lose weight, which is the goal that most of us are trying to hit,
right.
is as long as your calorie intake is less than your calories outputted.
Right. So your in is less than your out.
Out.
Right, so
you're losing fat.
You're losing.
So that's why counting calories in that sense would be
right.
the best way.
And I completely agree with that. What does get me with that simplified calories in, calories out, or weight out kind of an idea, it doesn't take into account quality of food.
True.
So you have to take into account both, because I could eat 300 calories of sugar, or I could eat, you know, my entire...
I could have a Big Mac meal.
Right. Or I could eat all these quality foods and get all my nutrients. So, yes, calories in, calories out is the baseline. But then skimming, like almost tying that for first place is quality of food. Because I can eat really good quality food and eat above my calorie intake and probably still lose weight because I'm taking in such good quality food.
Yeah.
So that's really important. For that, if you live in California, this is a bit bitter and sweet, is we now have a mandatory calorie count in chain restaurants.
Which is scary.
It's frightening. Tyler and I went to,
Thank goodness
it's Thursday.
Thank goodness it's Thursday. I was gonna say, like, Orange Fly, like, but no, we didn't go there.
No.
But we went to one of those places and
the burger that I really wanted, which I eventually got, 1,500 calories.
And
ouch.
I was shocked.
Right. There's very few things that are under a grand in
calories. Oh, yeah. I probably will get in contact or find some kind of article to see how this is related to sales.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was multiple things that I was literally jaw shocked. Like, my jaw was just open. I was like, how in the world can you even contemplate eating this once I now know it's 2,000 calories?
Right.
That's my day.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that even, and this goes to the quality over quantity concept. It's right. Like, okay, yeah, I could eat that at 12 o'clock and not eat at all the rest of the day.
Right.
But that's not going to work out.
Right. And it's super dense food, meaning that it's like a golden nugget as opposed to, you know, a golden brick. Does that make sense? Because a nugget, I don't know, never mind, that's not good. Let's say a diamond versus a piece of coal.
Yes.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So, while the diamond is more valuable, the coal fuels your body more efficiently.
True.
So, that's really important. So, I think that's, I mean, as far as just baseline calorie information that you need to know about what a calorie is, that is kind of it as far as that goes. But I want, this has been pissing me off.
Do tell.
Because every single person I know is dumb.
Oh, thanks.
And this is,
thanks, dude.
You, no, seriously.
Thank you.
Seriously. Because everyone asks, like, oh, you know, what should I do as far as my nutrition goes? Oh, it's so complicated. Should I, you know, eat just tons of broccoli? Should I eat chicken? Should I do peanut butter? Isn't this bad for you? What about that? Doesn't that cause this? Shut up. Like, shut the hell up. I don't give a crap. You know what's good for you. Like, my buddy Jason always says, an apple is better than a French fry. You know it. Don't bullshit yourself. Like, you are so dumb if you think that you can get away with eating white flour, white sugar, and, you know, and getting away with that and saying, oh, I didn't know. Bull crap. You are dumb. Like,
it goes
you know to- what you should be eating and just take accountability for it. Like, ah!
No, I hear you. It's so funny. There's a bunch of people that I work with that constantly come up to me and they're like, I want to lose weight, Tyler. You know how to do it. And it's like, all right, well, let's sit down. And on a 10-minute break, I can literally sit down and be like, do this, 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 and this. Eat till you're full. Like, eat, you know, this part. Don't be stuffed kind of thing. And you'll be good. All right. And then they'll be like, oh, I'm going to go down to the coffee shop. Do you want anything? And I'll be like, no, I'm good. I've got my snack that I bring from home. You know, of
right.
different things.
Good, healthy stuff.
Different things, you know, random, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They come back with a bagel with cream cheese and an enorme vente something, mocha lota, something. I was like, do you understand that I just informed you of everything you're supposed to do and you're now shoving cream cheese and a bagel? Don't get me wrong. That's fine for certain activities.
After workouts.
But it's, this is a constant thing that these people do. Then let alone this drink.
This ice blended.
This ice blend.
With cream.
With literally intense, dense chocolate syrup that's
right.
just sugar and caffeine.
Right.
You might, in all honesty, you might as well just drink a Coke in the morning.
It's probably better for you.
It
has fewer calories, guaranteed.
Yeah.
One of those big drinks, a large size one, like the 20-ounce, is about anywhere from 500 to 800 calories. Depending.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's so dumb. And people like, oh, I didn't know. That it is such a cop-out.
It comes with whipped cream and then caramel on top.
Right.
How does that not make sense that that might not be a healthy, and I use the air quotes, choice?
Right. It's like, I don't know. I'm going to have dessert for breakfast.
Oh, it's you, like, okay, you
might
go,
as well have a freaking piece of cheesecake. Like, seriously, cheesecake with caffeine sauce on it.
Which don't even be started on cheesecake because we have a factory of it close to us and it has the calories. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's how much is in that one cheesecake slice? Have a nice day.
Right.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Like, it's so entertaining. People, please, if you're
eat
dry,
the damn vegetables.
Well, that's besides the point.
Like,
it's...
Oh!
Okay, let's think about this. You're working out right now, or you're driving around, you might be cleaning the house, you might be hanging out in South Carolina, Goose Creek, whatever you want to do, and you know, you can open up your freezer and you're like, hey, maybe I shouldn't have this frozen bagel with cream cheese in it.
Right.
Or maybe I shouldn't eat this processed fill in the blank.
Right.
Or maybe I shouldn't do this. You know that these things aren't good for you. Yes, some of them aren't as being the key word, bad as other things.
Right.
But they're still not good for you.
Amen. And plus, once you start eating real food, that stuff, that junk, just starts tasting like cardboard crap. Like,
it really does. I mean, I'm a perfect example. I used to eat awful. Like, awful back in the day. And yes, I'll be the first to admit that there's days that I crave a nice fast food burger. I'm not going to lie about it. That it just, you get that scent of it. Mm-hmm. It smells good. But the fact of the matter is 90 to 80% of the other time, I'm eating food that I've prepared, food that is from the outside of the grocery store.
The borders.
The border area. That I can tell you how it's made. Like, if
you made it.
Yeah, like, I know what's in it, or I know that it came from this animal, or from this ground, or you blend this wheat with this and this to make that bread, or whatever. Right. That, if you, this is, oh, it's just so frustrating. Like, it's so funny.
It's so simple, yet people just muck it up so often. It's like, just eat real food first, and then if that's not working, then we can break down the macronutrients, the micronutrients, everything, and see what's going wrong. But start with the basics and stop eating highly refined, processed crap.
Well, okay, what I was trying to get back at before I got frustrated was, I used to do this. I used to go to Wendy's once a week.
You got the Tyler.
No. I used to go like 3 times a week.
I remember that.
Then, I like literally would start craving it. Like once a day, I would get this, oh, it's time for Wendy's. It's $3. Like I would just keep going.
Right.
Granted, I was working out. I was 8 hours and whatnot, but that's besides the point. The second, like a week after I cut Wendy's out, don't get me wrong, it was hard.
Right.
You know, that craving, you man up or woman up for a week, start eating right. It goes away.
Right.
It's the craziest thing.
They're doing studies on, like, fast food addiction, and it's so prevalent because you get the high fructose corn syrup, which your body loves, but it's terrible for you. You get the super amounts of salt, which, again, your body loves, but is slowly killing you. You get all the chemicals that are addictive. It's almost as bad as nicotine.
But in that also, it's like, I now am addicted to eating chicken. Like, there's days where I'm like, I crave the chicken that I make.
Right.
There's days that I crave the salmon I make. There's days I crave the meat, you know, right. Like the basic, you know, the rice mixtures I make. There's days I crave that stuff. I know that it's healthy for you.
Right.
And good for you and where it comes from.
You know what boils my blood? This is even worse. Is you'll be talking to, you know, someone. Or you'll do like, you know, sometimes you'll go help people empty out their cupboards, right? And you ask them, you go
which I look forward to because Keon and I are moving, and I'm sure that there's stuff in the back of that cupboard that I'm just going to be like, I can't believe we bought that. I honestly think there's stuff from when we first moved in back
there. That pasta that they gave us, we have not used that. There's that pasta sauce.
Oh, yeah.
We did not use.
There's the pasta sauce that they gave us this, like, welcoming bag when we moved in of, like, you can have your first meal in your house on us kind of a concept. And we never used it.
Nope. So, you'll be going through someone's cupboard, right?
Uh-huh.
And you see, like, animal crackers with their fridge. You see ice cream. You're like, what is all this stuff? We had this conversation, you know? Like, you have these, like, snacky bars that are just sugar. Like, why didn't you get rid of this? We talked about this. Oh, it's for my kids. You know, I'll eat some, but it's for my kids. Really? Are you serious? Are you high right now? Because all you're... That's so dumb. Because one, you're adding that temptation for yourself. And two, it's your freaking kids. You are now loading your children up with sugar and junk and predisposing them. You are making your kids fat. Do you understand this? You are making them lead an unhealthy life.
It's that... Oh, see, now we have to go... I can go on a rant of just how parents today suck.
Which
would be a completely different podcast and just... But it's that... Yeah, it
if you wouldn't
amazing.
Put it past your own lips, don't give it to your kids. Like,
you're not
yes,
gonna
your
give
kids
your,
are gonna want ice so cream. Funny. Yes, your kids are gonna want candy. Go out for it. This is one trick that I love. Don't have the crap in your house. When you want it, you go out and get it. Yeah, it's more expensive. That's why it works, because it hurts a little bit more. You pay $3 for one ice cream thing as opposed to $3 for a carton.
That you then eat. Either in one night or over two or three.
Right.
That's the other... I mean, that's kind of the weird, also bad thing about it is that if I'm craving something and I do get, like, the carton, you know, maybe a, we'll just say, Terry's and Tim's.
Tim and Terry's.
Tim and Terry's little pint of ice cream that... I love the fact that we don't know that law, if we can say people's thing or not. I just like making
sure
up stuff.
Can.
I like making up stuff. It's so much better. That, you know, you have this little pint of... That pint by itself is 800 calories.
Right.
I'll knock that whole thing out in one night, and I feel awful, and then I won't buy it the next day.
You little
you know,
girl.
It's like that concept of, I feel so bad for doing it, I then won't eat the ice cream for like a month.
Right.
Kind of thing. We're like going and getting a small scoop somewhere. It's like maybe next week I'll then also go get another scoop and what. So it's kind of that I overload my system and feel guilty, and I'm like, okay, I can't do that again.
So instead of living in this constant state of deprivation, we're saying just choose your battles. Like choose that. Yes, I'm gonna get my kids the crappier cereal so that I don't buy them the gallon of ice cream.
I don't get
the crappy animal crackers, which I love.
Like, growing up, what kind of cereal did you eat?
Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, and what's that almond one?
I have no idea.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats, okay. I was a Honey Nut Cheerios as well.
Uh-huh.
And a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Which is delicious,
and still this day, love. Honey Nut Cheerios? Not bad.
No.
It's not great, right. But it's better than getting hooked up on oatmeal, like plain oatmeal or, you know, other grains and stuff like that for your morning. It's just so fascinating, this concept of, because I hear it all the time. Oh, well, I have it because my husband.
Right.
Or my wife likes this.
Or, okay.
Teamwork?
Have you ever seen those insurance commercials for the General? It's like this, the General.com insurance, right? And it's like, it's all it is a picture of this house.
No, it's the Colonel.
Oh, the Colonel, sorry. We're talking Kim.
Wing?
I was talking about Kentucky, no, sorry, Georgia grilled chicken.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Okay, so the Colonel Insurance Agency.
The Colonel Insurance.
Awesome.
It's just this picture of a house, and it's like, the woman is like talking like, honey, come to bed. He's like, not now. I'm getting my insurance, our insurance done, blah, blah, blah. And they go on this thing. It's like, I just finished printing my insurance now. And the wife's like, honey, bring me some cheese puffs. Really? Like,
you're going to bed.
You want to eat cheese puffs in bed. One, you're in bed. Two, they're cheese puffs. Three, are you high?
It's like 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
That's odd.
It's one of those things, like, use your damn sense. Like, holy crap. Like, it blows my mind that people are this, like, willing to pass the blame on to someone else.
See, it's this lack of, it's a couple of lacks of. First off, it's a lack of self-control. First, I mean, I have it tremendously, considering the fact that if I go and get ice cream, I eat the whole pint just because it's there.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing where I know, personally, I can't... I eat before I go grocery shopping.
Very good.
Then, so I'm not hungry. Then second, as I walk around, even if there's something that catches my eye,
uh-huh.
I'll mentally go,
Okay, is that part of my list? I always write a list, or I know my list now, of what I get on a regular basis. If there's something that jumps out, I mean, I won't get it. I'll wait till the next day. If the next day it still sounds good, I'll go get it.
Right.
And I'll self-control that way, kind of a thing of, okay, I mentally know I only can eat this much of this.
Right.
I can't even think of the last time. You put it
into your daily routine of this, or weekly routine, like, this is going to be my cheat dessert, this is going to be whatever, and then it stops having its control over you. It goes back to yesterday's podcast about gyms. If you allow the salesperson or the personal trainer to be in control, you will get whipped around. Have some, like, you know, take control for yourself. Have some pride in who you are. And just say, you know what? I'm not going to let this ruin me. I'm not going to let this food murder me. Because really, that's what it's doing. If you're eating ice cream and bacon cheeseburgers every day, you're allowing your food to murder you. Like, you're being killed by your food slowly. It's a slow pain, waterboarding death.
Ooh. I watched a video on a guy getting waterboarded.
It's not even...
It was like a radio show host that did it just to... And he couldn't handle, like, the one time they did it.
Really?
You know, like, and they do it to the person multiple times, the whole water... The first time they did it to him, he, like, freaked out and, like, said his safe word and stuff like that. Like, it was that terrible of a concept to him. And I was...
Because they just put you over a chair and then put a cloth over your face and pour water on you, right?
Yeah. Like, that was what it seemed like. And so I was just like, is this guy a wuss? Huh. Or... And I don't need to do it.
Right, no.
But, like, I thought he might... It might suck. Like, don't get me wrong. I wasn't going to be like, oh, this is a walk in the park.
Right.
But the fact that he, like, used his safety word, he was like, red tricycle, like, and I was just like, first time? Really? Like, you couldn't have lasted maybe to the second one?
Right, because it's one of those, yeah, I don't know.
It was just an odd concept.
Whatever. We can talk politics all day, but that's really what we're all about.
We can talk about anything all day.
Right.
That's why we're here.
So, basic takeaways for this is... Use your common sense. Use just, if it doesn't look like it's healthy, it's probably not. And use your self-control. If you want a guideline, there are three things you need to avoid. White death. Anything white is typically going to be bad for you. White sugar, white flour, and salt.
Okay, so hold on. Let's start with white flour. White flour. So that's instantly I go white bread.
Right. Terrible for you.
I instantly am now thinking, what else? Saltines, that's a white.
Right.
So would a tortilla? Lot
of some tortillas, some flour tortillas use in, because what they do is they strip the wheat of its outer shell, which has all the B vitamins, all these great things for you in it. And then they bleach it. And grind it up and then make flour out of it. That's why it's white.
Why do they bleach it?
Because it looks pretty.
It's purely,
aesthetics.
Instead of look, because I'm like that. If it doesn't look pretty, I don't go towards it. And
I've heard multiple times you say, "Tyler, do you want some of this?" No, it looks weird.
Yeah, that looks weird. I don't need to eat. If it looks like, yeah, there's multiple things that. Especially breads. A lot of breads look like they went to a farm and picked some things off of the ground and molded it into something and then heated it up for a little bit.
I like my personal favorite bread is the Ezekiel breads because it uses sprouted grains, which aren't stripped of their nutrients, blah, 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 and it's a lot better for you.
Don't get me wrong, I've now moved on to a wheat bread, but
right. It's
not as industrial wheat as it could be.
Right. And then that also ties into the gluten discussion, which is a not additive in bread, it's a natural occurring thing in wheats. Gluten is a Latin word for glue. You take the root, you have glue, gluten. And we're not going to talk about this much right now because I have a friend, she's writing a book on gluten-free recipes, so we're going to have her on the show.
Good. I have some questions because I'm not sold on this.
Well, she has, what's the disease? She's highly allergic to gluten. She cannot eat it. Like, she, like, it's definitely, it's like peanut allergies for some people.
And I'm not sold on the peanut allergies either. Don't get me started on that. I'm finding all my research on stupid
celiac. Celiac disease.
It's silly ass disease. That's what it is. If you're allergic to peanut butter, you're an idiot.
Gluten allergies, celiac disease.
Okay, it's still silly ass. Anything, it's silly ass. I'm still not sold on it.
Celiac is seriously, like, serious. Like,
not sold on it yet. You gotta sell me on it. I need to research it.
I'm gonna find someone who's died of celiac disease, and you'll be like, alright.
Not sold on it yet.
Okay, fine. So, I'm
gonna go do some
research. So that's another reason that wheat could be bad for you, is that it has gluten in it. White sugar, obviously, spikes. It's, again,
they bleach it.
It's, I'm not sure if it's bleached, but it's stripped of all its
anything decent. So brown sugar.
Well,
light brown sugar or just natural sugar.
The thing with brown sugar is all they do is they make white sugar, then add molasses.
Which is tasty.
Which is delicious. But yeah, if you find natural sugars, just don't use a lot of it. Yeah, just don't use a lot of it.
Well, it's also like, I am a huge sweet tooth. Love anything sweet.
Cookie dough
and brownies. Love it.
You are a brownies fan, huh?
Oh, so tasty. But I couldn't tell you the last time I had a brownie.
When Elizabeth brought them over. Belizabeth.
Oh, the rib festival.
greatest fest in the world.
But, like, it's that thing where I honestly crave sugar from fruits more than I do now. Like, I don't crave the taste of an apple, but, like, that gets me the sugar I want.
Huh.
It's a very odd concept.
Right.
But you start, your body gets lined up and figures stuff out. It's, once you start treating it right, it's like, thank you.
Right.
I don't need to ask for this.
I don't need this in my system anymore.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So, the last is salt. Salt.
And obviously, salt has a huge impact on your blood pressure because, here, try this experiment. Take a shot of water, fill it halfway, right? So, take a shot glass, fill it halfway with water, and then just pour some salt in there, mix it up, pour more salt in, and it thickens the water. It's the same thing it does to your bloodstream. It draws the water into itself and thickens it, or the water draws it out, and it thickens it.
I like my blood to pump deep and hard.
Right. Eventually, you can turn water to syrup if you really want with salt. And that's just disgusting. So, those are the three things to avoid. But before we
go... So, really, you're telling people to avoid white.
Yeah, I'm racist.
Avoid whitey.
I'm a racist. You're
so racist.
Right. We promised you a recipe for this week. And since we were talking, we ranted and raved about not eating whole foods. You know, people just eat cheeseburgers and whatever. We have a great cheeseburger recipe for you. That's a lie. The recipe I want to share with you is a broccoli recipe. And everyone hates broccoli. Like, no one is like, oh yeah, broccoli is my favorite food. But this is one way that I cook it that I love. It makes it really easy to eat. Tyler, you've had it.
I ate it today, and I am willing to go on a limb and claim that I hate vegetables. So the fact that I actually ate it, first off, should show you that it is tasty, or at least tribal. And second, I ate two or three more pieces.
Right.
Because, I would have ate more, but I'd already ate. But it was tasty. Like, it was very nice. So
tell us what your masterpiece theater is. So what you do, you take a pot of water, like I think it's a 2-quart whatever pot, and put water in it, and boil the water. Put some salt in there.
How much salt?
About half a tablespoon of salt. Not a lot. Just enough to, like, not like you're cooking pasta, but more just to flavor up the broccoli just a little bit while it's cooking. Okay. So what you're going to do, don't put the broccoli in yet. You want to cut it up. So I like to leave it pretty whole. So I just like to have little branches of broccoli. I like bigger pieces, but whatever size piece you think is going to work for you, cut it up to that size. Then what you're going to do is let the water come to a boil, like rolling boil, like really hot. And then you dump your broccoli in, right? What the broccoli is going to do, when you put your broccoli in, obviously you want to make sure two things. It doesn't overflow the pot and the broccoli is not hovering above the water. So you want to put just enough broccoli in there that that fits there comfortably. Then what you do is you watch it, and when the water starts boiling again, you either scoop the broccoli out or pour the whole pot over a strainer, because you don't want the broccoli cooking for that long. You want to do what's called blanching. So you just want to cook it real quick, and it softens it up, and it doesn't take away a lot of the nutrients. Because if you boil it for a long time, you see you pour the water out, and it's green. And they're
going. I did notice how brightly green the broccoli was.
Right. And that's why what they do with frozen vegetables, if you see it, they're actually, frozen vegetables are great for you because they have a lot of, they save a lot of the nutrients. Because they blanch it, they quickly boil it, and then they quickly freeze it. So it saves a lot of the nutrients, which is really good. So you strain out the broccoli. And I'll put the detailed recipe up on the podcast.
At truefitnessacademy.com.
That's correct. And after you, so you drain it, let it, like, really shake it out, because broccoli tends to hold water in its little branches. Then you put it in a bowl, take a lemon, cut it in half, juice of both sides of the lemon over the broccoli, stir it up a little bit, then you take some garlic powder, sprinkle it over about half a tablespoon to a tablespoon, and you want to really mix it in there, so get it good, and then pepper to taste. So I like a lot of pepper, I just keep going, and then seriously, that's all you need. Wait, there's more, I forgot. A tablespoon of olive oil, drizzle that over once you're done.
I did taste that. I was like, I felt like there was one ingredient right. That you were missing.
Right. And that's about, it's super simple. It takes about 5 minutes to do because you can cut up the vegetables, the broccoli, while the water is boiling. And then you just, by the time you're done cutting vegetables up, the water's almost at the point it should be. And then ta-da, you throw it in and you're done.
It's like a time-saving
it's magic.
Event.
It's almost like the Sham Wow.
Made in Germany.
So you know it's good.
Oh, good stuff, good
so
stuff.
So I would recommend trying that. Try it when you hear this. Try it Friday night dinner, maybe. Give it a shot.
That's a good side.
It's a great side. With that, I would recommend maybe a little chicken, organic, grass-fed beef, whatever. Something that's good. Try not to add a lot of extra oils.
Oh, you're not going to go to Wendy's and grab a...
Well, actually, no. Yeah, quarter pounder with cheese. Or I go get an In-N-Out double-double.
And then get the broccoli.
And then have the broccoli.
Just don't get french fries.
No french fries.
Bring it back and get the broccoli.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Have your husband or wife make the broccoli while you're getting the double doubles. And ta-da. With no sauce. Of course, no sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then cheese puffs in bed later?
Yeah, cheese puffs and cookie dough.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And that should be a good night.
But no. So it should be a side.
Right.
Side dish. And that's, I mean, because that's kind of the thing that I find personally the hardest aspect of dieting and nutrition is, okay, I know chicken, I know beef, I know salmon or, you know, fish of some kind.
Yeah, right.
It's, and then there's rice. It's the, I can only eat a banana. I can only eat an apple. I can only eat
sweet potatoes
for so long. It's, you need to get other stuff out there. And it's like, I can only have a salad so many times where it's like, okay, oh yeah, broccoli. Forgot about that. Throw some of this stuff on it. A little shakey shake.
Right.
Bam!
Bam!
It's there.
Cool. A couple announcements before we go. Next week, we're switching to the half hour.
We're going
to
try it.
Give it a shot for a week. See if you like it. If you like it, send us some comments. podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Or if you don't like it, same thing. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. We want to beat Oprah.
Beat
Oprah!
On iTunes. Which... We were checking out the other night, and it looks like you guys are really joining in. So
yeah,
thank you for that, all you people that are joining.
We actually hit the rankings.
We were hitting the rankings, so that was good.
Very cool.
What else is there? Join our Facebook page. We hit 200.
Yeah, we're at 2 something.
2 something. We're at high
200. Almost 220. Yeah.
Or not high, like
low to
medium.
Yeah. And you have until Monday to join
Let's say Sunday night.
Sunday night? Okay.
Let's
go
Sunday night.
Our mailing list before we pick someone to train with us.
How would one join the mailing list, Keon?
Go to truefitnessacademy.com, top right of the blog. Join the True Fitness Academy newsletter for an extra dose of truth. All you do is enter your name and your email address, and boom,
What would they get with the newsletter?
Newsletter, we're going to start sending out a little bit more tips, a little bit more, a few more recipes, things that are going to encourage you, and then free personal training with us. You get entered into a chance to be our client for a week. No charge, nothing. We train you, we give you exercises, we get your information, we give you nutrition stuff that is 100% customized to you. We don't have anything pre-made. We make everything to tailor you so that you can hit your goals and get in the best shape of your life.
I would join if I wasn't the one doing the work.
I joined. That's a lie. I didn't.
That's why that email address looks so familiar.
Keon the Hurricane. Interesting.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, I think
that's... I feel like there was something else. I don't know what, though.
We're moving in a week.
We are moving in a week. We're moving up to the Bay Area.
Get excited.
It will not affect this.
No.
But we're moving.
Yeah. We'll stick to our regular shows and blah, blah, blah.
Regularly scheduled
programming.
Podcasting.
But that's, I mean...
That's about it, really.
Yeah. We're going to stop burning time now. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Thanks for listening to the True Fitness Academy podcast. Peace!